That's it. You can talk hot on the internet, boy.
That's that goofy shit. Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punching? I was
hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Quality Beyonce Productions.
Making women justice. Like,
let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous breaking news edition. TBV is back with a full panel of hosts revolving from around the world, ready to give you our opinions, a little bit of facts, debate, discuss. Get ready for the Thunderdome. We're back. We're going to be talking Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya's promotional company, Golden Boy Boxing, and Mark Zuckerberg's company, Facebook, to bring live boxing free around the world on Facebook's platform, which has over 200 billion users. So this could really be something monumental for our sport. That's what we're here to discuss. If you want to participate in this, well, then you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. We'll go around the panel and introduce everyone.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal in Michigan, most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah. We back. Little late night TBV, still discussing this topic, right? The streaming, and looks like Golden Boy's teamed up with my man Mark Zuckerberg over there on Facebook, and we might be getting some, more fights, more accessibility.
Don't sound too excited about it, Doomy.
Nah. I want to get into it. I'm excited. I'm just, today's been stream day. We're moving on to the stream, and I, even though don't sound too excited, maybe because a little bit of this, goodness that's in my lungs right now, I might be a little chinked out. But, I digress. What I'm saying is that I'm excited nonetheless. More streaming, more viewers, more accessibility. That's what I like.
He needs some milk.
Well, let's go out to the other host. They definitely need to holler at Dollar DiBiase so they get proper introductions. Mike,
yeah, what's going on? I just tried to holler at him the other day. I'm supposed to be getting with him. But I'm very excited to be back in discussing what we all love, boxing, here with the TBV family. Buckle up. Let's get ready.
And last but not least, woo, this Jaeger got me going crazy.
Smoking that bullshit.
No, it's definitely not bullshit. So last but not least, the newest introduction, the newest debut, giving him a try, but I'm pretty sure he's going to impress millions with his knowledge and his forwardness. No fancy names. Ron, what up?
What's up? You can call me Ron G, welcome.
Ron G, Mike.
Voice, man.
Ron G, Mike G, and technically speaking, my last name is with G, Ness G. So I guess we got to get rid of Doomy. He's the only one not a G.
Call me Doomy.
He's deleted.
So, Ron, tell the world a little bit about yourself and let's get into it.
I reside from the West Coast. I'm in the Bay Area right now. So I grew up watching boxing. I also watch some mixed martial arts, and I'm probably the biggest nerd on the panel. I also watch the like the Street Fighters and the Mortal Kombat competitive play. So a little combat in every sense. So
one time, man. Rest in peace, Mac Dre.
Whoever that is, that must be
shout out. Shout out to the Bay. You got a shout out to the Bay.
Wow. You don't know who Mac Dre is, baby?
Wow.
A Bay Area rapper or some shit.
A Bay Area legend.
Oh, that's a legend in the Bay.
My goodness.
Hey, listen, you know who's a legend? Oscar fucking De La Hoya. Because in a world where they're trying to take my money, he's bringing me something absolutely free. It's on Facebook. Listen, my mom's mom is still on Facebook if she was alive. So that's definitely a lie. But guess what? My mom's still on Facebook. And what that means is there's 200 billion people that can possibly stumble across this live stream. I mean, if you look at it now, the average schmuck has 20,000 people watching their Facebook live as long as there is a little bit of consistency. What could Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy do with this sort of platform, guys?
Oh, man. I mean, so many more viewers in different regions of the world are going to have accessibility now to these fights through these through this platform. This platform is huge, bro. Huge move for Golden Boy. Power move in this whole, you know, stream uprising that's going on with all the other promotions. Everybody's jumping into the streamer. So them linking up with a platform like Facebook, it's golden.
To be what honest, I was, man, this can be the biggest thing that boxing has seen in a very long time, because Facebook has over a billion people on it.
Over 200 billion.
But really quick, let me just give some facts on the deal. The deal calls for a minimum of 5 fight cards, which will stream for free in the United States on Facebook Watch page. Now, on Golden Boy Promotions Facebook page, you can watch it globally, which means Ireland, UK, everybody could go to Golden Boy's Facebook. They were smart about that. Instead of making it globally on Facebook entirely, no, they want to funnel it through them so they get those emails and probably send you out, you know, ticket coupons, et cetera, so they can see the boxing fan before, you know, it gets spread out or watered down. So globally on Golden Boy's Facebook page, which I think is pretty good. And then what's even better, you know, kudos to them, applause, snaps, whatever you're into. They've already combined with another local promoter in main events. So it's not like, oh, this is my deal, I'm doing this, and you know, trying to keep it to themselves. No, they've already extended the olive branch to main events and Kathy Duva, and Kathy Duva's already got a fight card. Sullivan Barrera's back on the next Facebook, well, the first Facebook live stream, but it's TBA. But I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit, and then we'll be back on the main event of Facebook's live stream, first fight with Golden Boy, which is pretty interesting. I actually am definitely going to tune in live to watch it due to both fighters.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I honestly think this is a very smart move for Oscar De La Hoya, considering the fact that it's now globally. A lot of people do forget that Facebook also acquired Instagram as well. So that's going to be able to tie into a lot of their advertising and promotion. And that's going to be something that they'll be able to, I get multi-promote in a way, seeing that Ryan Garcia also has a huge following on Instagram, and he can funnel that to his Facebook page, because I know his Facebook page doesn't have the amount of followers that he does in IG. I believe it's, let me see, I think it's a lot less.
I was going to say that was very smart by Golden Boy funneling all the content through their Facebook page, because that allows them to get ads, get advertisement, and get paid sponsorship too.
Speaking of, Mike, which is a great point you bring up, like Ron said it on his last call on the following show, on the previous show, rather, how, you know, television marketing is just a thing of yesterday. It costs too much and it's not as effective. Facebook ads, YouTube ads, Google ads are way more cost effective to the, you know, the companies, and they use them a lot more. Like, this is not the first time that we're talking about Facebook or YouTube ads at all. Showtime's been doing it. HBO's been doing it. Top Rank's been doing it, especially for when they're promoting like pay-per-views and things like that. So we could only imagine what this means for Oscar in terms of sponsorships that he's going to be able to open up new doors for, because he'll be able to, again, tap into so many markets. Now it'll be international as well. When he's advertising, let's say, on ESPN, right, and he's trying to get a sponsorship for an ESPN fight card, it's only but so many eyeballs. It's still a regional, you know, channel. Like, it's not in China at the same time or wherever the hell else. Globally on Facebook is totally different, and I think it means something financially for Golden Boy in the long run.
And you mentioned you were excited about the first card that they're going to be holding. Was it the Jesus Rojas versus JoJo?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Listen, Jesus Rojas last time out knocked out Claudio Marrero. And Claudio Marrero is a Dominican dude. He's from the, you know, the Florida area. He trains with somebody. It escapes me now. I want to say it's either someone down in Florida or it could be Hector Bermudez. I'm not sure, but you know, maybe one of you guys hit me. Let me know. It might be Erickson Lubin's trainer or Pedro Diaz or Hector Bermudez. One of the three. The bottom line is he was good. He was knocking people out. He got careless in the last fight with Jesus Rojas. Rojas clipped him with a left hook. It was over. Now Rojas is stepping in there. And look, that's an elite level knockout. Like, Marrero was showing that he was a good fighter. And that he had good pop. You know, Rojas showed that he can knock out somebody that is at least, you know, top tier or elite, however you think about it, in that division, which means Joseph Diaz Jr. is showing some huge balls. He's doing a Joseph Parker move. Joseph Parker lost to Anthony Joshua. He's immediately coming back versus Dillian Whyte. You know, Joseph Diaz Jr. lost to Gary Russell. He's immediately coming back to Jesus Rojas, which is impressive to me. Not only that, this is what you do. When you have a big platform and you have something new to announce to the world, you don't put a shit fight. You put something decent. Now, this isn't great, because the whole world doesn't know Jesus Rojas, and I probably just introduced him to half of it. But
it's not only impressive by JoJo Diaz, man. It's like admirable. He just had a hard fight with Gary Russell. Now he's coming back trying to get a title against Jesus Rojas. I mean, you got to give your take your cap off to JoJo Diaz for doing that and not trying to go the journeyman route and try to build himself back up. But he's getting back in there with world-class competition.
Yeah, I never really heard of Jesus Rojas too much. Can't say much about him.
I'm looking at his box.
I'm looking at his resume.
Stoppages. So, I mean,
listen, like our moderator says, Igloo, there are relatively unknown. Joseph more than Rojas, because Joseph is at least an Olympian. And to touch on what Mike said, that's why I think that Joseph is doing this. Out of all the Olympians, he is the least accomplished. So I think that he wants to get on the level of the Errol Spences, the Rasheed Warrens, the Robert Easter Juniors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Can we talk about the other element of the Facebook like play? Because we got to figure out what kind of broadcast team they're going to have. Because that is a big issue with the casual fans. They need somebody to illustrate what's going on to them in a proper way.
You're absolutely right. And you know, when we spoke in the previous show about DAZN and all the money that they had, and you know, they being Golden Boy and DAZN, both in their official press releases use word like we'll be delivering other content, you know, meaning ring lifes and 24/7 type of content to introduce and promote fighters. So back to your question, I think that they really need to continue what they're doing. Look, congratulations to Michelle Phelps. World Boxing Super Series has taken her on and she's become a part of that. And she's from this millennial world, like you like to say. And it has resonated with boxing fans. They need to continue doing that, plucking the popular influencers in our generation, like a Boxing Eagle or a Marcus Vieja. I remember Marcus Vieja from Fight Hub at one point was doing the scorecards on PBC. That's what they need to do. Why? Because we are the people watching them. Like, we are the ones giving YouTube countless amount of hours watching content. So if the people we already relate to are on television or are on these programs, I think that, you know, it will draw us in a little more. We'll be able to understand or digest it a little more. Like, I feel that these influencers have a simpler way of delivering the message.
Not only that, Ness, just to piggyback off what you said, the hardcore fans that watch YouTube and stuff every day, they are like kind of, they kind of are like our family. Like, we're kind of in tune with them. They see us every day. They hear our voices every day. So if they could get some of the YouTubers on the Zone or the new streaming app on Facebook or Showtime or HBO, it would be very beneficial for them to maybe project their ratings more.
Exactly. Listen, two things. Some people might be looking at the thumbnail and say, what the hell is Tekashi 6ix9ine doing in the thumbnail? And how does it relate? This is how it relates. We're talking about millennials. We're talking about streaming. We're talking about Facebook. We're talking about clout, chasing people that know how to manipulate the internet into their favor. No different than what Oscar De La Hoya is trying to do. He's trying to tap into a market, a different demographic, to give boxing a new life form. Tekashi is a master at manipulating the internet. And that is why you can find a picture of he and Mark Zuckerberg on the internet and not of Oscar De La Hoya and Zuckerberg.
You're fucking grand with it, man.
Influence is power. Influence is power. And when you guys, and I don't mean my panelists, I mean obviously the listening public, when you start to understand that, we will get what we want. Deontay's fight with Joshua isn't done because our influence isn't powerful enough. It's not truly being heard. But Pacquiao, Mayweather, McGregor, Mayweather, all those things come from the internet. The Zone's press release wasn't lying when they said that they were checking message boards and chat forums.
Yeah.
You know, these people have been doing that. I've been tapped on the shoulder numerous times by people you wouldn't believe saying that they listen to the show.
You can say your message is not being heard, but anytime you have NBA on TNT talking about a fight between two heavyweights, I mean, somebody's hearing your message. And then you have First Take. You have Shaq come on, and he deliberately asks Max Kellerman, when is the fight between Wilder and Joshua going to happen? And Max was just like, hopefully sometime soon. So, I mean, the word is getting out there. It's just not as big as it should be.
Yeah, and that's all. Facebook is the key. I know the Doomsday said in the chat, and I'll help him, you know, push that agenda a little more and maybe voice it here on the show. But
what?
I think Instagram TV may be the future. Like, Facebook isn't where my daughter is or my son. Instagram is where they are, and they're way younger than I, understand? So Facebook is more for my mom. My mom is on Facebook, and all her fucking aunts and cousins and all that shit. But even though there's 200 billion people, it might not be boxing's avenue, but boxing does have a older demographic. So maybe Oscar is fucking throwing that Hail Mary football pass in the right direction, because we are an older crowd, to be honest with you. There's more 25 to 55s than there are 18 to 25 year old boxing.
But maybe that's the market they're trying to go with. I mean, they got Ryan Garcia, who's huge on Instagram. And remember that Facebook actually owns Instagram. They bought them out as well as like WhatsApp. So they do have like their ability to tap to Instagram and get a hold of all that young audience. And pretty much they're also going to have that live broadcast interaction where people can type and engage, and seeing that's going to be very simple for people to share it on their timeline, as well as maybe even make memes and be more up to date on how like the internet works. They can make those memes instant, quick, and be fast about it, opposed to someone trying to get it off of a Showtime rebroadcast or highlights. They can actually take it and make it popular quicker, you know, just like anything else on the internet.
And Ness, like something you said earlier about HBO having all those subscribers, they just put fights on and they get the ratings right. Facebook has, I mean, immensely more people on there. So if you put boxing on there, man, people are going to gravitate to it, man, because at the end of the day, it's fighting. And like Max Kellerman famously said on First Take, if you got a football game on one corner, a basketball game on one corner, a baseball game on one corner, and a fight breakout, the crowd is going to be at the fight.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it goes along with one of the articles that Dan Riffle read, and he quoted, it was quoted saying, through this unique partnership, a global community of sports fans will have free access to some of the boxing's most exciting live bouts and be able to interact with the action like never before. I wonder what they mean by that, right? And it goes along with what you were saying, being able to like maybe chat or, you know, now when you're watching a fight on Facebook.
Remember, they do a bunch of Facebook Lives now. So I think that could also mean like hypothetically getting someone – like Jessica Rosales, who already works with Golden Boy, or Dougie Fisher, who's already doing social media content every Sunday, I think it is, with Tom Lawfer. They do like this live stream. So then now you do this on Facebook. You sit down there with a fighter, Ryan Garcia, and you introduce him to the world. You ask him questions in front of this Facebook Live. I think that's what it means. Like, just again, in the press release says other content. So I'm just envisioning nothing but goodness, you know, little bit of 24/7 content. I'm imagining so much Canelo Triple G propaganda that's going to be pushed on Facebook. I see big things. Hopefully the budget is there.
I mean, I know IGTV is relatively new, but I mean, I wonder who's going to be the first one to reach for that. Because now it's it's about an hour time now that you can.
It could be Golden Boy, Doomy. You got to remember that Facebook bought IG. Shout out to the fucker who created it and sold it.
So all right, so let me play devil's advocate for like the hardcore boxing fans. So there's five fights that they're going to show on this Facebook. Who are the people they're going to use if the roster's from Main Event and Golden Boy? Like, what fighters are they going to put on here? Obviously, Canelo, Sergey Kovalev, those guys are going to be on, like, HBO. So,
I mean, one absolutely has to be Ryan Garcia. He is the biggest social media boxer that Golden Boy or Main Event has.
But if you only have five fights, remember, if you only got five fights, you need to hit a home run grand slam. Not just a fucking home run. Why? Because like Eddie Hearn's deal, you got two deers, but you got the option. You want that option. You want to tap into Mark Zuckerberg saying, I'm going to open not one door, but three doors for you, Oscar. So those five fights have to be strong. Now, let's be innovative here. Is it too late, A, for Oscar to pull Triple G Canelo and put it on Facebook? Obviously, HBO has something to do with it, and it's pay-per-view. Is it too late to somehow pull that, put it on Facebook, and make money on it while he already said this is free? Because there's no bigger fight than Triple G and Canelo, especially if you put it on Facebook. Could you imagine the amount of Kazakhstanians that will be watching it live on the global Facebook Golden Boy page? I mean, they really seriously need to think about
that. Would be amazing.
Taking it away from HBO. Going straight to Golden Boy's Facebook page and becoming amazing. And shout out to Ron. They're fucking putting fire icons for you. Talking about new host is fire. Georgie, get those testicles out of your fucking mouth, okay, buddy?
So let's name some of the rosters. I know that Golden Boy has like Virgil Ortiz, who's
not one good. Of their, like, his name doesn't even resonate.
So we got what else? We got what Jason Quigley. I know they're trying to promote Ryan Garcia.
That won't Ryan Garcia. Yes, Jason. No way. He.
Jamie Munguia.
Jamie Munguia.
He's having a fight already on HBO though.
Yeah, I know, but that's like on the 21st, and this layout is not supposed to come out until when? Supposed to come out in August 11th. It's going to be the first show. So they have plenty of time to schedule another Jamie Munguia fight.
Ooh, you know what sounds nice? So far we got, let's say he ends it with a Canelo fight. Even if he doesn't do Canelo Triple G, let's say Canelo wins or loses and Canelo's after Triple G fight, win or lose, is free on Facebook. Then you got Ryan Garcia, Then
Saddam Ali. We got
He doesn't do it.
We got what David Lemieux. We got I'm just naming names.
Maybe Lemieux because he's had some HBO time. He's done a pay per view. He's Canadian.
Kind I was of, gonna say Spike O'Sullivan, O'Sullivan. But he's gonna match him up against Canelo to bring in the Irish fans.
I mean, listen, if it, anybody with Canelo is gonna do it, so Canelo is that last Golden Boy Facebook fifth fight. You got to put Ryan because he's the millennial. So we still need three more fights.
Well, think about it. It may not be them, but it could be like they can get someone from Golden Boy, but pair him up with like a star. Like, could you imagine if Adrian Broner was given enough money to be on Facebook?
Not only that, Ron, but you got to factor in that they have already struck some sort of deal with Main Event. So you know Kovalev will be there because Barrera is going to make his introduction on the first, you know, Facebook Golden Boy live stream.
Do you think Facebook can afford Kovalev at this point?
I mean, if they could afford Barrera, they could afford Kovalev at this point. Barrera has made it to the mountaintop twice. He fought Ward, and then he fought – who else did he lose to?
Kovalev.
But he's never been, a champion, though.
You're right, but he still get a decent mandatory minimum payday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But
I don't think like – I don't think like, he's dropped –
Like, when you say Kovalev, I mean – I'm thinking,
yo, Kovalev is dead anyway, bro. Kovalev better be happy to get on Facebook with his old looking ass anyway. He'll be right in the demographic.
Okay, man. Okay. Kovalev's dead now.
Is there any free rosters? Anyone that could potentially signed up?
Oh, love. He wants to debate Kovalev's relevancy in boxing.
I mean, he only lost to a fighter that hasn't lost since he was 13. I mean, goddamn. What can he do?
It wouldn't matter who he lost to, is how he lost and all the excuses that he made, all the bullshit, changing trainers. Come on.
We hear fighters make excuses all the time. Adrian Broner jumped from trainer to down.
You're doing is proving my point. You mentioned a fighter who's doing nothing in boxing, nothing but losing. People are only talking about what he could have been. So all you're doing is.
But at the same time, people tune in to see him fight, right or wrong.
They could tune in, but being relevant is two different things. Broner is relevant because of his, you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine type of personality and his hip hop, you know, relation.
It don't matter how you get them to watch as long as they come and watch.
But it matters because that doesn't exist for Kovalev. But you're trying to act as if it does. He is irrelevant.
It does matter because Showtime puts on international fights, and depending on like what fights, they don't always get the views on their Facebook page,
because most of the time the fights are at 4 o'clock in the daytime. People are out shopping on a Saturday, bro. We're not going to sit here and watch a damn fight at 4 or 5 o'clock unless you are a hardcore.
It's true. I mean,
I can't argue that. Yeah, I'm gonna give him that. I forgot he was saying that earlier.
And then in Kovalev, come on.
I remember.
You know how many people in Mother Russia are gonna be tuning into Kov's fight?
Ooh.
Yeah. I want to ask you guys,
what was the first fight that you watched at that odd UK time? You know what I mean? Where like Showtime bought it or HBO bought it and they played it at that 5:30, 6 o'clock time.
I think Anthony Joshua too.
That was for you. What about you, Moran?
It was Kawasaki in the daytime?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that was my first one.
I think the very first one was probably a Box Nation card with like Tyrone Nurse on it or something like that.
And I think mine's that I actually like really watched it live, because normally I used to watch like UK cards. My motto, you know, I watch them when I got to watch them. So it all depends on the fighter. But John Thompson, yo, the poor kid, he's from Newark. I followed him. He's my own city. And he made it up to Buxino. He won the tournament, and then he went, I think, to the UK to fight Liam Smith, and they put him on BN Sports, and it was at 5:30, bro. BN Sports made it.
Hold on, Ness. That's the problem with boxing right there, man, what you just did earlier. When a fighter loses, you say they become irrelevant because they lose one or two fights, man. We got to stop doing it.
No.
Stop doing it.
More than that.
UFC don't do it. Why are we doing it?
Let me tell you why we can't stop doing it. Because the only way you don't become irrelevant is if you do what Joseph Parker and Joseph Diaz are doing. But that doesn't happen because if you're not signed with the right promoter and that promoter doesn't have enough dates and they don't believe in you enough, or you don't sell enough tickets and you don't make them enough money, you're not on them dates. So Joseph is lucky he's an Olympian that he's coming right back after a loss. But how many fighters who lose can't come back off their loss? So yes, they become irrelevant. Whether that's not what you want for them or not, that's what happens. It's our boxing reality. In the UFC, they can lose and come back because they're contracted to the UFC, so they keep getting fights.
Nah, listen, losing ain't good for anybody, whether it's MMA or boxing. If you're losing, you know, you keep getting to the back of the line. It's just the way it works. You know what I mean? You're as good as your last fight sometimes in this game. But at the end of the day, you know, when you got a good fighter is a good fighter. Yeah, I'm not the one to really always concentrate on the, you know, the guy who has the O, you know, who I don't care about that. You know, I believe in the guy who's willing to fight after he loses. So, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yo, what is it? Igloo, what are you saying? Are you agreeing or are you being sarcastic? He says, damn, Ness still on this. 900,000 views means Kovalev's not relevant. Move on. I mean,
not irrelevant. Get it right, baby.
Hey, to be fair,
Ness with the slicing.
When he was on HBO, he had over like 500,000, and that was when the Deontay Wilder and Ortiz fight was going on, and I remember a lot of people were actually not tuning in, but I guess it did.
I mean, he is Russian, you know, Russians and Polans, all those, like, they like to come out for their fighters, so I guess. But look, I'm from New Jersey, bro. Like, I've been to his fucking AC fights. Like, he couldn't revitalize AC, so whatever. I mean, we'll see. He had his dance with the devil. It didn't work out for him. I don't know how he. What does he do now?
You know what it is, though? The pool of 175 pounders is really deep. So it's like,
what you do now is, man, you try to rebuild yourself back up, man. You go after the Bevos, you go after the better Villas, you go after the Adonis Stevenson. You try to unify and try to show people that their war fight was just what it was on those nights. War was the better fighter. That's it.
Well, I guess we should final thought on this little Golden Boy Facebook partnership, and who's up first?
I'll take up the first bat at this topic. Was the same as it was earlier. Is the streaming taking over the promotional companies, making these transitions over to these streaming companies, knowing that they could get into these other regions, get more eyes on the sport of boxing? All that's good to me, more fans, more people coming together, more people interacting. Man, this shit's looking good for boxing.
I am very happy about the streaming, you know what I'm saying? I'm one of those people that has already cut the cord. So everything I do is pretty much over the internet streaming or whatever. So this is right down my alley. I'm looking forward to the Facebook and the main event and the Golden Boy collaboration. And let's see where it goes.
Yeah, I agree. I like it a lot. I mean, I have the ESPN Plus app. I have, you know, cable. I have all these things to watch the fights. And this is one less thing that I don't have to pay for. And everyone always complains about paying for the app. Is it worth it? Is it not? Now there's like no excuses. You can watch the fight. You can go on your Facebook. You can show your friends. And if it does well enough, it could set a trend for like future boxing where you can get more boxing for free. And I don't know about you guys, but I mean, that's the best thing we can get. It's more boxing for free. So
what I'll say is, I think out of all the partnerships, this is the best. I know we gave Eddie a lot of credit for the $1 billion because of deep pockets means definitely you can do big things. But partnering with Zuckerberg and Facebook is huge because it's innovative. And those guys they're leading in that. Facebook's app is consistently being updated. Like, we will never have issues viewing a fight on Facebook's app. That alone is good for me. Functionality, navigation, and again, updates. I'm in a world of applications and technology. Updates are important. And Facebook will always be on top of it, not because of boxing, just because of Facebook. So that's always means it'll run smoothly. So I think Oscar chose a great partner. I want to see where it goes from here. I'm optimistic as I am about all boxing ventures. Hopefully, you know, it is, you know, our whatever, our boxing savior, bro. We need something. I really would like way more fighters than they are now. Way more stars. Way more Canelos. Like, I would love for Canelo to have a Jamie Munguia and two more equally as popular Mexicans to combat him. You know what I mean? To make a Mexican versus Mexican affair the way it was for Oscar and Chavez. Like, we need more fighters. And maybe this is that avenue to get the younger generation, hopefully, into the sport. Listen, I am your host, Ness GTO. We do have callers, so I am going to open up the phone lines. You know, the line number or number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. You could call us on Skype, too, by adding Nestor Gibbs. And, yeah.
Real quick, before we get to the sponsors, the partnership with Facebook has the potential to be the best, but Oscar has to knock it out of the park.
He definitely does. They all got to cooperate. That's the main thing. Promotional companies got to cooperate so they bring us the fights that we want and not just the ones that they can make on their own stables.
Well, I mean, Heyman hasn't announced Porter Garcia. You know, it's up to Oscar to continue this friendly promoter type of persona. I mean, it's easy to do business with Kathy Duba. You know, those are like the C-level promoters. Oscar is an A, Bob Arum is an A, and Heyman is an A/ promoter, you know? Do business with them and prove that there is a kumbaya, you know, horizon to look forward to. But let me get to the sponsors and open up these phone lines. You know the number.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the 321-900. Who's this?
Yo.
You.
This is Randy, bro.
Randy?
You hear me? Yeah.
What up?
No, what's up, bro? I just, like, called in. I pressed one, so I don't know. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Golden Boy Promotions partner up with Facebook, and, you know, they're going to be bringing us live bouts now on Facebook platform. And, you know, the whole streaming. Sweet. Definitely.
Facebook idea is good. Yeah, I seen the IGTV. I don't know. They should get up on that, but that's just only like 10 minutes long, so I don't know.
Hey, man, real quick. How do you feel about only watching boxing via streaming?
It depends what platform it's on, because I'm usually on IG, so somebody like me, I don't ever hop on Facebook or nothing. You know, I'm 21. IG's where it's at. So as long as it's like on IG, I'm down. I don't really care.
I told you, man. Listen, I'm not even fucking 21, but I'm single, and I'm talking to chicks, and I'm like, yo, you got an IG? Because I want to see the real you. That's the only way I can see the real you is on IG. She talking about, no, give me I got Facebook. I'm like, no.
That's not the real them, man. That's who they want you to see.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying, because filters are a lie. But let me teach you some things, Mike. If a girl is cutting off her head, right, and she's giving you forehead down, that means she's cutting off all the IG filters, but it's still influencing the face. It's still contouring the face, adding makeup, taking away blemishes. Do not be fooled. Ask for full body pictures that show at least 6 inches above the hair. You don't want any stars, any Tweety birds, any ears, any adaptions at all. And let me tell you, Snapchat also has another filter anyway, where there is no animal things, and it just cleans their face up anyway. So you're right. It's hard to tell, but I'm a fucking Inspector Gadget.
He got a PhD in his motherfucker.
Oh, no. That's got a manual.
Oh my God. Okay.
I got it down to a science. I do not let these motherfuckers lie to me. Listen, almost every day I write on my
story. Where is this motherfucker?
Almost every day I write on my story. Like, yo, bitch, we know that's not the real you. Like, stop with the Snapchat filters. Like, everyone knows. Like, stop it. Yo, boxers need to do it. Like, fucking Chris Ariola should use a Snapchat. We should, oh shit, that's an app. We should fucking make a Snapchat for your stomach.
Hold on, whoa. No. Hey, hold on, bro. Say that.
No, I'm telling you. Fuck it. Let them run with a Snapchat filter for your stomach, giving men six packs and shit.
They got an app for that.
TBV logo at the bottom.
No, they out here cheating, bro. Like, you can't even believe them anymore with these Snapchat filters. But go ahead, 3-2-1. Randy in Orlando, my bad.
Nah, that's about it. And I was gonna ask, whatever happened with that border war that y'all gonna have in Florida?
Well, someone in that was participating, there was a death in the family. We scrapped that one, but border wars continues. We're hoping to put on another one by the end of the year. And we got to mix it up. There's definitely some titles that need to switch hands.
I'm already in shape.
I don't know if you remember me, but I'm the one that was calling out Doomsday, and I still want a piece of Doomsday. So
Doomsday don't want no parts of you. He told me, bro. He said, "Yo, anybody that's not afraid."
Come on, this man, you slipping this, bro? You slipping this? You gotta play that sound bite. If any of you ready person at least won't smoke,
yo, this voice is sounding familiar. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, look, now Doomsday smiling.
You better not duck me, son.
Yo, he said you look a little bit of scared.
I'm not no bully, so if Doomsday don't want to do it, man, I'll move on to the next one.
Oh, man, he said if you don't want to do it.
When the border,
you don't want to do it.
Yo, he said the last time we called, he felt like you had a shook.
When the border was,
you know, he was a little quiet because, you know, he never got that shit talk like that. So now he's getting it. He's like, damn, bro, like, I don't want no piece of this dude. Like,
not even.
Let me duck him, and that's cool, bro. He could duck me. I'll just move on to the next
you
one.
Know, it sounds like you amping yourself up right now.
Hey, man.
But look,
he Mayweather.
I'm just saying, bro. I felt bad. I ain't gonna bully you no more, man. That's my call, man.
Hey, yo, this is what I'm saying. These millennials know how to do it.
Hey, you're right.
You get a Facebook deal. Right.
You see how he came on?
Yo, he is 21, and he did just Tekashi. He just
Tekashi the shit out of you. Right
Tekashi the shit out of you, and he.
But
got
it's okay, because if
clout off your name, yo.
If he's in the right weight class and the Border Wars site goes up and signups come up, be there. You might get your chance against Doomy.
Yo, doggy, he's 21. Yo, take it from me. I fought a 24-year-old last Border Wars. Don't do that. You don't want that smoke.
How much did he weigh? I think he was real, like a heavyweight or something, right?
Who?
How much was he weighing, this kid?
Yeah. Hey, Doomy, how old are you, bro?
You want to know, huh?
I mean, you ain't got to tell me if it's right. I'm
55.
Well, don't get in there with no fucking 21-year-old, man.
I really look like I'm 55.
Little 21-year-old. Listen, we going out to Jeremy in Tampa. Jeremy, what up? Where you been at?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? What up?
Not much. I didn't really catch the whole show, so I just caught the tail end of it. But I'd be very happy to see Golden Boy on Facebook. I think that's a pretty good idea. I don't know how sustainable it is as far as being able to, you know, generate money. But I guess if he had, like, you know, his young talent on there, you know, that'd be something good to get, you know, people following them and building up their fan bases. I definitely think whatever he's doing on ESPN hasn't been working. Like, most of those fights kind of been really like a step below what PBC was doing. It's been bad, in my opinion. So I really like to see how the Facebook thing plays out. And I just think, you know, as far as boxing goes, streaming seems like that's going to be the new direction for just, you know, boxing period. I mean, Showtime still putting on consistent, strong showings. But other than that, it looks like it's going to be streaming.
Well,
how do you feel about only watching boxing via streaming?
Hold on. Let me bring him back.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
No.
You say, how would I feel about that?
Yeah, how do you feel about only watching boxing via streaming?
I'm not really big on cable, so I already watch most of my stuff on streaming. But it really wouldn't bother me too much. It wouldn't bother me at all. You know, just the whole cable packages, I'm not really – I only have a few channels I even watch. So you give me ESPN, Showtime, and – yeah, I'm pretty much good to go with that. I mean, I used to be a big fan of HBO, but that boxing sucks. And
hey, Jeremy,
other than Game of Thrones and the other thing, I really ain't caring about it.
Jeremy, what age bracket? 25 to 35, 35 to 40, 55, where were you at?
I'm 33.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Well, there you go. Know. You cut the quarter early. What's up, man? Thank you for calling in. We're going out to Paulie B, Super Chat King. What it do?
You already know what time it is. What's up, man? What's up, man? What's up, Doomy? Young Mike? New Mike in the building. What's up, man?
What up, fam?
Hey, listen. Straight up, I don't got a problem watching the fights on streaming. Most motherfuckers be watching it on YouTube and shit anyway. So that's another thing. I wonder why they, or if they even, you know what I mean, like went toward the YouTube way. But I'm surprised that it's Golden Boy doing the Facebook deal. Like, to me, that seemed honestly more like a Mayweather move. But I think it's good for boxing.
Mayweather?
It seemed like a TMT move more to me than a Golden Boy move to me.
I mean, I will be honest. I remember Mayweather doing a lot of streaming, bro. He did start that. Remember he streamed his sparring match before one of the big fights, maybe before McDonough fight. He streamed like a whole sparring match. Nobody remembers that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I remember that. Look, I think it's a good thing, man. We on the cusp of that streaming era. So this is where it's at, man. It's going to be normal. And another thing I keep talking about, man, is these celebrity fights, these YouTuber fights, the KSI, Logan Paul. We need to see more of them connected with real official promoters. And that will bring the that's the best way to bring the millennials in addition to having these fights on social media networks. Get with these celebrity fighters, bro. I'm telling you, Logan Paul got fan bases all the way from 3 or 4 years old, man. They will be boxing fans. That's why I said before on the last.
That's
show,
who they probably
Wilder
need to get to announce.
Up in the building.
That's probably who they need to get to announce. Sit in, maybe sit in on a Showtime fight or an ESPN fight. You know.
Because exactly. Get to pay those guys that money because they go bring it in.
Yeah, all they got to do is sit in front of the YouTube channel and say, "Guess what, guys? I'm going to be commentating on ESPN today." It's over.
Exactly. So I'm cool with it, man. It's a good idea. Like I said, I'm surprised Golden Boy did it, but I'm all with it. It seemed like a better move than DAZN, and this is why I'm gonna wrap it up. But this is why I say it seemed like a more logical move for DAZN because Facebook, boom, is already international. Boom, people already got a brand, and that's what I was saying. Boxing needs to be on a platform that's already out and known, as opposed to a DAZN. I think it'll work on DAZN, definitely, but I think it has a better chance of doing on Facebook because DAZN got a lot of sports that United States do not fuck with. But that's my call. Shout out to TBV, Ness, Doomy, Young Mike in the building, man. Super chat, be party. Peace.
And to bring it all full circle, Mayweather did start streaming his fights at the movie theaters with the help of Richard Schaefer.
Ooh, okay.
We're going out to, well, that isn't written down here. All right. We got a new 732. It's 732-300. First time caller. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, brother? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm E-Man from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
E-Man, talk to me.
Hello?
Talk to me.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about this the new streaming thing from Facebook.
Yep.
Is this totally free?
Totally free.
Yeah, man.
Totally free. It's totally free.
So yeah. It's better than the, to me, it's better than the ESPN Plus app. Because the ESPN Plus app, you got to pay, what was it, like $5 a month or something like that? I just canceled my subscription. I mean, it was all right, but the fights was like back in the day, USA Boxing, stuff like that. USA Boxing was good, but it's not like to pay for fights. I'm a 100% fight fan. I've been watching fights since the 80s, since my father, told me about boxing. But that Facebook thing is definitely good. I think it's good, a good thing for Golden Boy. And like the other brother that was on the phone a few minutes ago, what he was saying that, I lost my train of thought. I didn't know it was gonna be. I didn't know you guys were gonna call on me.
It's all but, good.
It's all gravy,
time, yeah. Baby. You got plenty of time. Take your time. It's first time calling in, anyway, man.
But I think it's all. I listen to you guys a lot. And it's my first time getting on, but yeah, it's definitely a good thing. The free streaming thing, Facebook, that's definitely gonna get boxing on the line. And now, I'll be calling in soon again. This is Eman from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Eman, let me ask you a few questions here. Our other co-host Mike has been asking, would you be okay with watching all your boxing via stream? Meaning on an app, etc.
Also, what is your demographic? 25 to 35,
35
to 55?
I'm 40 years old, but yeah, I love boxing. But to watch it straight up streaming, I mean, what about the people in the hood that don't, to go to the library to watch, to go on the internet? That's my only problem. But for me, I love it.
I don't even think that exists anymore, man. I moved out the inner city, but I go back on the reg. Like, I still go all the way to my hometown to get a cut. Yo, the average child has a cell phone.
Everyone.
Like, the 10-year-olds have cell phones. Yeah. So even if you don't got, like, a computer at home, you still got a cell phone. You can watch Facebook. You watch it. Yo, my daughter's on YouTube all day watching fucking people impersonate toys.
I'm going to tell you something straight up, bro. Most people in the hood ain't on it slinging dope no more, bro. Either they're rapping on their computers or they're scamming on their computers, making fake credit cards and shit like that. Bro, I'm talking about real shit, man, for real. People are out here like getting real money that like are not taking like the same chances they used to.
Hell yeah, the back in the day chicks, the girls was out there getting people. Now they just on Instagram selling that shit.
yeah. But yeah, that's face for real, man. That Facebook thing, that's way better than that ESPN Plus thing. I mean, I watch other sports and stuff like that, but I love boxing. All the new fights that come up and stuff like that, the Deontay Wilder stuff, all that stuff that comes up, I love watching that.
Well, man, thank you for calling in, brother, and you found the right place. I know you said you've been listening, but everybody around here loves boxing as much as you do. We're gonna go out to Ireland. Mark is up late with us. What's going on, Mark?
Yo, so Facebook, I think it's like it's genuinely really good, but I think people are getting it twisted by comparing the DAZN deal to the Facebook deal and the ESPN Plus app to the Facebook deal. And the reason why is we all know this is gonna be just prospects, he's gonna be building fires. Like, who have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fights. We're not going to be seeing anything major there. He's going to keep that for anything like pay-per-view.
Mark, the only issue with your theory is it's a 5-fight deal. Why would you use your only 5 fights to build up unknown guys and lose the deal? Just like Eddie, you can't get the option for more if you don't do well.
So who's going to put on Facebook for free?
Ryan Garcia.
And Mark, what if somehow, I'm not saying it's likely to happen, what if they matched up Ryan Garcia versus Michael Conlan? Do you think the country you're in would tune in and watch?
The country I'm in?
Well, yes, sir.
Conlan's from Northern Ireland, not the Republic of Ireland. So, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, I apologize. I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, Canada, America, same thing as well, you know.
Gotcha.
But, Ryan Garcia versus Michael Conlon, yeah, people would tune in, definitely. But I also think that over here in Ireland, that would actually probably be on national TV, like big-time national TV over here.
But that's up to the promoter. That's up to the promoter. See, if the promoter is getting more money from Facebook as a network, ain't nobody else getting it.
I get that, but did you also know that 30% of people in Ireland actually don't have access to the internet because our country doesn't support it in certain areas, like in Tipperary and Meath and stuff like that? So they only have like Freeview television, and that's like RTE and TV3.
Yeah, but that's
shit.
See, but here's
the hardcore sports
fans. Here's the upside that Facebook has over all other social medias, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could have, I don't know, 0.5 to 1.5 megabytes per second internet speed and still be allowed to get on Facebook pages.
But what, yeah, but 0.5 ain't going to be able to stream, or 1.5 ain't going to be able to stream.
Well, if you're on Facebook, you could navigate through Facebook.
You can navigate through Facebook, but you still can't stream a fight.
It'll be buffering. It might buffer, but if you can get to that player, you could get to that player. You can't even open other sites when they're that low. Like, Facebook is just prepared for it. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the updating of their app, the innovation, I mean, they're consistently hiring new geeks. I mean, they're just too big, bro. Like, they're on top of that shit. They've always been, like, it's Zuckerberg at the end of the day. Like, he started this shit.
So what's your vendetta against this deal, man?
Okay, I didn't say I have a vendetta. I said that I don't think it's going to be anything like majorly special. I just think it's going to be something that's quite simplistic. And he is going to build Ryan Garcia. I know in America he's a big deal, but over here, unless you're a hardcore boxing fan, you have no idea who Ryan Garcia is.
Yeah,
because he's not on Facebook.
My friends who Ryan Garcia is.
Yeah, but listen.
They don't really watch boxing. They don't know who he is.
Listen, but I can go down the list of like guys like Buatsi and fucking, I don't know, a shitload of more guys from over there that we don't know that we wouldn't know either.
I know.
But that's where Facebook bridges the gap, Mar.
Yeah, I never said it's a bad thing. I said
it's
that
a global. Remember. It's a global partnership on the Facebook page. See, we can never see your fight. Sky Sports puts out social media content, and they're so ass backwards that they make it inaccessible to Americans.
Absolutely.
I understand. Like
50 flyers and no fights.
Hold on a minute. I understand not allowing us to view the fight, but motherfucker, build it up with us. Let us see the Twitter video you're putting out or the IG video you're putting out. No, even that is blocked. Now, Golden Boy being global on their Facebook page opens it up. That's all I'm saying.
It's so ass backwards because on Twitter it's blocked, but on YouTube you can watch the shit.
I mean, yeah. Dude, it's because they're old as hell, bro. They don't know shit. They need to hire new people, young people.
Sky Sports, man. Y'all listening, man. What's up with you?
Look, I completely agree with everything that's just been said, right? And I haven't said anything that you brought up there. The only thing that I said, right, is that I don't want people getting it twisted where they say it's a better deal for boxing overall, because we don't know what's better. For hardcore fans, what's going to be better? Great fights or prospects?
But Mark, come question. On. You're grabbing
us. Building the sports to more casuals via Facebook, that's a very clever idea.
But how is it bad, though, Mark? It may not be a better, but how is it bad?
No, he's not saying it's bad. He's saying don't say that it's better, but we can't say that Eddie Hearn's The Zone is better either. We have to both allow them to fail or succeed.
I get that, but it's also depending on what you like. I don't think we're going to get major, major fights. I'd say we'll get some good fights, for sure.
Golden Boy's already been streaming stuff on Facebook. So if they get this huge platform where they announce it, don't you think they're going to put more effort into the fights if they've already been doing it on a smaller scale?
Well,
it only makes sense.
Ron, you know, that's what we hope. But a lot of time, these guys just don't get it right. Like, they see, like, again, Al Heyman didn't do the best with all his free TV platforms. He didn't put the best versus the best on all of them. Showtime still bought a lot of fights. You know, it was a mistake. You were supposed to put the best out there to be seen. Lomachenko is on ESPN for free. Pacquiao was for free. You know, he's putting Valdez for free. Like, we didn't get that consistently when Al did it. So Golden Boy needs to do that if they want to succeed. ESPN Top Rank on ESPN is succeeding because they're putting their whole roster and they're opening their doors.
Yeah. And I just want to say, before anyone like wants to tell me that I'm saying that the zone's better, I'm going to support Eddie Hearn or something, I would just like to say Eddie Hearn's putting Joshua Buatsi on an undercard and saying it's the best undercard.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, man, don't you ever disrespect Joshua Buatsi, man. He not only went to the Olympics, before he turned pro, he went and graduated from college and got his degree. And now he's turned pro, and he's one of the best prospects at the light heavyweight division in Britain. Don't disrespect Joshua Buatsi again.
Ooh, you about it.
In Britain, doesn't that fit inside New Jersey? Who gives a fuck?
Damn.
I won't disrespect Joshua Buatsi, but can I ask you, is Carlos Takam and Derek Chisora undercard worthy for a pay-per-view fight?
Hell yeah, I would. That's an undercard. I mean, like I said,
that July card,
man, is probably the best card of the year if Kell Brooks is healthy and he fights on it.
Yo, listen,
best card of the year.
That pay per view isn't bad, bro. Joshua and Parker. Yeah. I mean, Joshua and Dylan White. That's good enough for $20, right? And then you got the Chisora. Then you got Chisora, whoever on the card. Those are Takam. Two decent names. That's a good co-main. And then they stacked it. Everybody else, at least there's an A-side on every other fight, which are like eight more. Like, come on.
Yeah, but they're all one-sided fights. I can tell you who's winning every one of those fights.
Yeah, but that's – no. That's what you're supposed to do. You're acting as if that's new. You put Canelo on a pay-per-view main event, and you put your other young up-and-comers on the bottom – on the undercard so they could get seen by the viewing public. They're not supposed to lose.
That's a headline person.
That's Takam Chisora.
The headline is Joseph Parker and Dillian White. That's the main event.
I get that. But that's, to me, is not a headline pay-per-view fight.
That's why they strengthened it with a good co-main in Derek Chisora versus Takam.
Well, that's not the co-main Cook and Brooke is.
Well, look at that. I mean, I don't know who the fuck Cook is, but I know Brooke.
No one knows who Cook is.
Well, you know what happened.
He's going to lose.
You know what happened?
We also know that Brooke ain't the killer either.
Well, the thing is that Eddie knew Brooke needed to have someone like Cook. He don't want that face breaking up before the Jared Herd fight happened. But anyway, Mark, man, thank you for calling in. Mark is also soon going to be on with the panel a little more frequently, giving us a little Ireland spice when he gets his things together.
Mark, man, with the great content, bro. Appreciate that.
I do like Mark, man. He likes to test, you know, he likes to push.
Test the water.
I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I do too. Let's head on out to Mike Jerry. Talk to me. California, what up?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? You on speakerphone. Where the guns at? Somebody shoot this guy.
He's deleted.
I love deleted. yeah, man, I just hopped. Stop talking about.
God, listen. You out of here, Mike Jerry. You out of control. What the fr? Jesus, he like in a tornado. I felt like it was that scene in Superman when Kevin Costner was like, no, don't save me. I never understood that scene, by the way. It's like he's fucking Superman.
Which movie was that?
Man of Steel. Remember, the tornado comes and Superman could easily save him, but the world or the little bit of people under the bridge would know he's Superman. Kevin Costner's like, no, don't do it. And just dies in a tornado and shit. Like, dummy.
Damn, I didn't know Kevin Costner was Superman.
No, he was Superman's dad. What the fuck? Where do you live, bro?
No, that's too far back. You took it far back.
What do you? Yo, Man of Steel is with the new Superman, bro. Like, you know what? I'm done with you.
You know what? I forgot. Ness is a big comic book guy. You know, he knows the old, the new, the in-between Supermans. I didn't know you were talking about the recent.
Been smoking?
But wait a minute. How don't you know?
I didn't see that. I'm not a really big fan of the Superman.
All right, let me ask you. So you're telling me you haven't seen Henry Cavill or however the hell you pronounce him. He's from the UK or probably Australia. But you haven't seen that version of Superman?
Yeah, the new Superman? No, not a fan.
Holy shit.
Haven't seen Batman versus Superman.
What?
Yeah. I haven't seen that either. Oh, I'm to join the side.
Have you seen Black Panther?
Hell yeah, I seen Black Panther.
Oh, okay then. Okay, man.
That's some bullshit.
Get a small pass.
How you see Black Panther? You know what?
I see pretty much every other Marvel character except Superman. So
well, he's DC, that's why.
Yeah, he's DC.
I'm a big fan of
Spidey?
Nah, not Spidey.
What the fuck? You ain't seen the new Spidey?
I did not see the new Spidey either.
Man, I'm done with you. We're going back to
I'm a Deadpool kind of guy. You know what
Captain
I mean?
Marvel.
Nah, man, I'm out of here, brother.
I'm Deadpool all the way.
I'm ready for Captain Marvel.
He ruined. Yeah,
it's gonna be a good one, bro.
This guy ruined the show right now. How does he not know?
Hey, yo, I'm just not down with Superman. You know what I mean? I'm Doomsday. Don't you get it? I killed Superman.
Exactly why you killed. Exactly why you should know at least who you killed. But listen, future, present, past, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you enjoy the content. I mean, it's a late night stream. So if you're enjoying that, hit the thumbs up now. Drop some suggestions in the comments. Morning show, mañana, especially if the content is deemed worthy. Expect things to get shook up. Sangre Nueva, as you can see, which translates to new blood. We got Ron all the way on the West Coast, and we got Mike out in Arkansas, Doomy in the Garden State. I am your host, Ness the Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO, and you can catch my host at
IG Alex _ Doomsday _ LAINEZ. Catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linez, and on Twitter, Alex Linez TBV. Shout out to all this stream noise we getting. We like
y'all can follow me on IG at Gross 1911. Also on Twitter, Gross 2312. And I'm always here for you people. Shout out to all the fans. And by the way, I'm not living in Little Rock at the current time. I'm staying in Indianapolis. So.
Oh, my bad. Yo, shout out to Basio Lomachenko. He's like, that's some Santeria shit, Ness. Ooh, so he gave away his nationality all this time. Basio Lomachenko, you wouldn't know what's his name or what's his nationality. Look, Santeria. Huh? But you're wrong. That is not Santeria. Sangre Nueva means new blood. Translated, bro. Like, literal translation. What are you talking about?
You say you got a chicken in your house right now.
I know.
And I will be making my Clayton Bigsby one day this week. So you guys will see my face.
Okay. Don't forget to holler at my boy, Dollar DiBiase. Not only the host, but all callers, especially alumni that want to have their own spicy introduction.
What it do, TBB family? This your boy Dollar. If you want to be like you heard on the show, hit me up on Instagram at Dollar DiBiase. That's DOLLA_DIBIASE. Let's get it.
I'm about to holler him right now.
Johnny says, I like how you're bouncing back with the new host. The show must go on. Listen to Johnny. What could you do?
You know how we do it, Johnny?
We require tough skin around here, you know. You got to roll with the punches. It's boxing. Show the fucking roll. You know what I'm saying? Why we got specific sound bites for specific reasons.
Head movement! Head movement! Head movement!
When the shit gets tough, use some head movement, man. Never fold under pressure.
Stick and move.
The wheels have to keep rolling, baby. The wheels on the bus go round and round. I can't wait for the two new co-hosts to make their official debuts, you know, so we could be really rocking out.
Yeah.
It's about to come, you know. We're going to be putting in tons of work. Expect Nothing but the best from TBV. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. I believe we got to that 76,000, or we might be very close to it. Let's get a refresh here and see.
Hey, Ryan got to give out his info.
Damn. Brian, my bad. We need 3 more subscribers for 76,000. Can
let's
we get
it? Let's get it.
Hell yeah.
Get
that. Fuck you. Pay me.
Ryan, go for it.
You can find me at Fighter IQ Media, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm going to get that all fixed up. But hey, man, I appreciate you allowing me to be on your platform and talk about some boxing. The best YouTube, period. So let's get those likes up. And
man, he sounds professional as fuck. Fighter IQ Media. Shout out to that shit.
Well, all right, guys. Later.
Later.